Hi, this is Gene Gerkoff from Charity Miles. You're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Thank you for joining Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you from Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson of Minolto, Inc. coming to you live today from Hollywood, California. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. You're in Hollywood. How exciting. It's, you know, on my bucket list. I've never been there.
It's definitely something you should do, like the rest of America who seems to want to come here and take the tours. But beautiful day in Hollywood, and I think it's the only place in America that's not raining and storming today. So nice to be out here this week.
Nice. Very
so
good.
So what do we have going on, Deb? You've got some Geek It Out for me. You've got other fun stuff to chat about before we get into our main topic of the day.
I do, and it's all related. So I have a big announcement to make, and I am going to do the Avon 39-mile walk again in 2016. I did it in 15, loved it. You know, if you're not familiar with it, which, Jack, I know you are, but it's Avon 39, supporting breast cancer awareness and research. But this time, I'm going to do it in the beautiful nation's capital. I'm going to Washington, D.C. in April to walk my 39 miles.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's great. That's quite a commitment, but I know you'll do very well. 39 miles would take me about 39 days. So,
well, you know, it all wraps around our conversation today. And, you know, I'll walk the 39 miles. I'm going to have to use social media to help me raise my $1,800. The 39 miles doesn't scare me anymore. It did last year. It's raising, you know, the money in order for me to walk. But with the use of technology and social media, I'll do it. And when I'm walking, I will use the Charity Miles app.
Yeah.
So that I'm double dipping into my donations, I guess you would say. You know, you use the charitymiles.org, you download the app. It tracks your miles, so it helps me watch how many miles I've gone, but it donates to the charity of the walker's choice. So, you know, I'm going to be double dipping, and I'm going to love every minute of it. And since we're talking about, you know, charities and fundraisers and our Geek It Out today, is the app called Donate a Photo. Have you ever seen that one, Jack?
I have. That's the Johnson & Johnson backed one, right?
Yes. So Johnson & Johnson, we actually had guests from them on Social Geek Radio, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago when the app first came out. And then I totally forgot about it. I download these apps, and then I tend to use others and forget. But I'm going to start using the Donate a Photo again, because Donate a Photo has charities in their library resources. And all we have to do as a user is, one, download the free app. We take pictures anyway with our cell phones, cameras, and, you know, we of the nature and with the fall, you know, in areas where it's snow in Colorado. You take the picture, then you tap your Donate a Photo app, upload that particular photo, choose a charity of your choice, and Donate a Photo or Johnson & Johnson's donates $1 on your behalf as a user to that charity. So again, it's another one of those apps that's free to us as a user. All it takes is a little bit of time or generosity on our half to either, if you're using Charity Miles, to walk, bike, or run, if you use Donate a Photo, to, you know, share your photos, be willing to share your photo to support, you know, children in school or clean water or whatever that might be, whatever your cause and your passion is. And the organizations and companies do the rest. I think that's brilliant.
That's fantastic. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks really simple. Like you said, you choose a cause, second step, add your own photo, and then third step, really just publish it. And it looks like you can put it onto your Facebook page, your Twitter account, and I don't know if there's any others right now, but maybe maybe they've got
Instagram,
Instagram.
so we can share
Oh,
to
you do have
Instagram.
Instagram? Great.
Right.
So we're just donating the photo, and
Correct.
J&J is actually putting up
Yeah.
the cash. Love it.
Yeah, and it's funny, when we had Johnson & Johnson on Social Geek Radio, of course I asked them, it's like, well, why can't I only donate one photo a day? You know, I take a bunch. And they said, Deb, people like you would be donating 20, 30 photos
Right.
a day, which is great. But Johnson & Johnson said, you know, we're donating the dollar that they're, you know, fundraising. It's like, oh, okay,
Right.
that's all right.
Yeah, that would be a little bit more than they had bargained for, I'm sure.
Right.
But great work on their behalf for doing that. So check out the Donate a Photo app, and also the Charity Miles app that you'll be using on your charity walk next spring. And you've been using that Charity Miles app for quite a while, right?
For years. When we first found CharityMiles.org and connected with Gene Gerkoff, it was funny. When we did it in a Geek It Out and, you know, announced the CharityMiles.org, and he heard it on the internet, and we connected, and Gene and I have been friends since, and he calls me his Texas foster mom, and he's my New York foster child son. So great app. It's been around for years, and they've raised so much money for so many organizations that I'm proud to be friends with.
Excellent.
Good.
All right. So Charity Miles app and Donate a Photo app. We'll have links to both on our Facebook page and on socialgeekradio.com. But you can also, I'm sure, just go right to the App Store right now and check those
yep.
out.
Yep. So our guest today is somebody I've known, again, for years through franchising, actually. And it's Dawn Whalen. She is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity out of Connecticut. And Dawn, it's so much fun to have you on Social Geek Radio today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is great.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, about Habitat for Humanity.
Okay, so I am their executive director. I started with Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Connecticut in the spring of 2013, started by helping them with their website a little bit, writing their newsletter, and then moved into the position that became available, executive director. And so from then, I took on just about every hat you can wear in a nonprofit organization. We're a very small affiliate. We work primarily with volunteer labor, so those areas that need more than volunteers, that's where I step in. So, and part of that is coordinating volunteers. But Habitat for Humanity helps working families in our community get decent, affordable housing. So we build houses to help those who work in the community and want to live in that community to make it affordable for them to do so. So our mission is really helping to bring people together to build homes, communities, hope, and it's a great organization to work for.
Well, I mentioned that you and I have known each other for several years. And through Computer Explorers, to be specific, technology education franchise, but mm-hmm. how did your previous experience play into the role that you're serving today?
Well, when you start any new job, you're never quite sure where to begin. There's always many tasks to be tackled. So I went to what I knew best, which was how can I put Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Connecticut on the map through technology. So quickly tried to get our website updated and keeping it updated. Also implemented constant contact to do e-newsletters and build our email database so that we can connect with folks that way. So I went to the things I knew. And so that helped us start the conversation, help get the conversation going with our board of directors about how technology and social media can help help our mission.
And Dawn, you're doing a great job with the driving awareness using the website and some of the other technologies. You mentioned that it's very much a volunteer organization. How do you use technology to coordinate all of those volunteers and mobilize them and get them working on whatever the next project is? How do you use technology to manage all of that?
Well, it's a work in progress right now for us. And one of our board members put it well. He says we do a great job of taking care of our financial assets, making sure things are where they need to be. But taking care of the assets that we rely on for the physical work needed a little boost. A 25-year organization that started, before there was any kind of social media, they relied on knowing Joe down the street with a truck and
Sure,
Mike down the
sure.
street who knew how to build houses and put the two together, and voila, we had a house. But as times have changed, we've tried to, and people get busier, we try and to use technology. And so what we've done through our donor database is build a tool, an online volunteer register, where people can go to our website, click on a simple link, fill out some basic information, name, address, email, phone number, and then select all the areas in which they'd like to volunteer. And Habitat has many ways that you can volunteer. It's not just building, because sometimes folks are like, well, I don't really know how to swing a hammer, which is fine. We take unskilled labor all the time and build our houses, but there's lots of other ways that they can help. We have a thrift store, and we're always needing help there because that's all volunteer run, so we need help stocking shelves and things like that. We always need help with our fundraisers. We have an annual tag sale. We need help in communications, reaching out to donors, being on committee, or maybe even being on our board of directors. So that form sort of takes care of it all, and then we're able to slice and dice it. And when we have a specific need, we can pull up that information easily.
And it seems like, being a volunteer organization, having, I would assume, what is a very limited paid staff and very, very strict budgets. Do you find using social media is efficient when it comes to those finances? And is it helping you do more than you could do with a limited budget?
Well, I think we're still really figuring that out. A lot of our volunteer base from years ago maybe are not on the using social media as much. So what we're trying to do is reach out to a new generation of volunteers, and working with the local communities to get that next wave of volunteer that will help us take us, the next 25 years. So I think it's still kind of too early to tell if it's working. So, but it's certainly helping, and it's helping from an administrative standpoint and me trying to get volunteers mobilized when we need them and where we need them.
So we're not really sure long term if exactly what the results have been so far, but have you run into anything so far that you might use as a precautionary tale to tell other nonprofits to look out for when they're dipping their toes into social media?
Well, certainly have a plan. And maybe this we're having a realization moment right now, is have be ready for what is going to be the impact when you go out on social media, because you never know what you're going to get. You may put a call out there for volunteers on Facebook, and then you get 50 volunteers. Oh boy, we couldn't handle 50 volunteers on one day. So I guess it could, you have to be able to manage and be specific. Maybe start slowly, and then,
Well, when and for dipping your toes into the social media world, whether it was Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, the website, for you and anybody else, it must be overwhelming with all the other tasks that you have. As you mentioned earlier, you're a nonprofit and you wear many, many hats. So coordinating all of the social branding and awareness has got to be a challenge. And with the evolution of, what's social today and the new apps that we were just talking about, or platforms tomorrow, keeping up with all that has got to be very difficult for you.
It is. It's hard. In fact, I brought on an intern this summer to help me with that, and she actually did a lot of work on our Facebook page. And what we learned is that we had, and here we go, here's the precaution, we had a Facebook personal page set up instead of a business page.
Mm.
And so we're trying to shift gears so that we can make it usable as a business page versus being a person out there that's trying to get friends that way. But when you look at your list for the week, sometimes for me, unfortunately, social media goes to the bottom because I'm dealing with mortgages and volunteers getting their, the partner families that we work with getting their sweat equity hours and things like that. And so sometimes social media drops to the bottom.
Right. Yep. And Jack and I have had guests before where we've heard that that particular position, at times, you may not be looking for, or if you're looking for the volunteer has to have that social knowledge and how to use social media and then stay within, the legalese of your nonprofit. So it's tough.
Yeah, and there's so many folks automatically think when we ask for volunteers that it's just for building that it's education, it's a little bit of branding, it's a little bit of everything, and so trying to and even fielding calls, sometimes I get calls from all even Connecticut small, but I'll get a call from somebody in Bridgeport, and well, that's that volunteer can be better used at an affiliate down there. So It's on many levels, trying to get that right message out there.
Yeah, I think the idea of moving from a personal type profile to a business page, that's something that we hear quite often, not only from nonprofits, but lots of small businesses and lots of people, especially in industries like real estate and other sort of small business advisors, where someone had set up a page a long time ago and they've been using it that way, and it kind of makes sense on a very sort of small geographical community level, where that small organization or small business is connecting with people who are physically nearby, and it's actually people they know from, their local community or school or whatever. So it kind of makes sense, but then they find down the road that there are so many limitations on a personal profile that it makes sense to move into the business page. And I think the last thing I'll say about that is if any nonprofit isn't already doing that, you've got to move into that business page, simply because as organic reach on Facebook continues to drop, and you're going to have to at some point figure out some budget for some Facebook advertising or boosting some posts, just in order to get your message out in the future. That's something that you've got to do from a business page. So, Dawn, great to hear that you've already moved into that area. Is there anything else that you would maybe want to share in our last couple of minutes here as a tip or something else that you would recommend to any nonprofits or other organizations with local chapters? Anything else you might recommend for them to try out as well?
Well, I think what has made me so love working for this organization is that how it started was, very grassroots, okay? And so our reputation in our community is because of those efforts made many, many years ago. So it's sort of building on the great things that were already there. So if you weren't in the social media realm to begin with, but now you want to break into it, just use those names, those connections that you already have to then start reaching out into social media, because those folks that have been with you all along the way are certainly going to, if you've loverize them, they'll support you back. And so I think that's a great way to, they have businesses, they have connections in the community as well. So it, you can quickly build. I think it's not as overwhelming as you might think to build that base. You have to start with what you know.
Yeah, well, your volunteers are not only assets on the ground while they're doing the work, but they also have, you know, if every one of your volunteers has, let's say, 30 Facebook friends, or maybe it's 50 or 100, I mean, imagine how large that network can get very quickly, and how they can help you spread the word about an upcoming event or project. That's great.
Yeah, and Dawn, you know, just for you and I, we're Facebook friends. As we said, you know, I haven't seen you physically for several years now, but through our individual Facebook pages, I saw your post about what you were doing, a radio spot you had, and just picked up the call, a phone, and gave you a call and said, this would be a great topic for Social Geek Radio. So good point about, you know, tapping into the resources you have and people that you may not realize can actually help build awareness and put that word out there. So stay connected, and stay connected through the social channels.
And I actually, just from listening to the first part of this podcast, learned something new about the Charity Miles, and I wonder if there's a biking version
yes.
of that, or is it
yes? Yes, so Charity Miles, as long as you're moving, it started out only outdoor, so that it could be tracked outside with the geotags, but now you can actually do it inside. But if you're biking, if you're skiing, if you're kayaking, I've used it when I've kayaked. I, of course, had to put my phone in a waterproof case. Any type of movement. So absolutely, you just turn it on, raking leaves, shoveling snow, you're outside moving, turn it on, open up that app.
Yeah, I asked because I mentioned that we're entering our 25th year of our affiliate, and so we're celebrating our anniversary. We have many events planned in 2016, and one of them we're hoping is going to be a bike and build event where we're going to bike around Litchfield County where we're located. And so now I'm thinking, how do we double dip?
Oh yeah, double dip.
Yeah.
I will connect
to
a team.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm hoping to make that'll be a great way to bring technology into.
And think about the donate a photo. You know, we talked about donate a photo. You take photos of these events, you know, and if you could, you know, tell every, you know, volunteers or people that are coming, you know, take the photos, make sure you post them on the social channels, you know, even maybe use donate a photo. You're building that awareness of, you know, what your organization is doing. So,
yeah.
Very
so
good.
I have two new tasks on my list today.
We're here to give you more things to do.
Yes. Yeah, thanks.
Why don't you tell everybody how they can reach you, your website. You know, I know that we can find you on LinkedIn, but, you know, how can people reach out to you?
Our website is www.habitatnwct.org. There's a contact page there. My email address is Dawn Whalen, Whalen, at habitatnwc.org, or you can give our office a call, 860-435-4747.
Excellent. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck in 2016 with the bike and build and every other project that that you guys are doing, and all of the good work that you're doing. It was terrific talking to you today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dawn. Good night, everybody.
Good night.